Good evening, everybody. This is KC5GOI, Net Control for the Denton County Aries Training Net. Tonight's net is a directed net, and I'll be taking check-ins in just a few minutes. At any point in time, if stations have a priority or emergency traffic, please use the pro sign break break and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control. We're going to do several announcements for this this month, and then we're going to jump into the radio side of our topic for this month. We're going to have some in-house training this month also. That will be this coming Saturday, and I'll announce the nitty-gritty on that one in just a moment. Okay, we're going to do check-ins tonight using your call signs phonetically. For those of you that know the ITU phonetics, please use them. We usually have quite a few new hams on this net, so just kind of listen to what the guys use. You can always look them up in the ARRL core material, like the handbook, or even look them up online. So ITU phonetics, we try to use the standardized set. It helps your net control station do a couple of things. One, it helps them understand a call sign cleanly. It also gives your net control station time to type them so they get the call signs correctly as much as possible. It also is an attempt to try and eliminate or reduce duplicate effort. So with that, I'm going to take check-ins for Assistant Emergency Coordinator and Denton County Liaisons. Please check in at this time. Alrighty, nothing heard from liaisons or AECs tonight, alright? Stations wishing to check in, general check-ins at this time, please give your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Mike Tango.
Kilo Delta 7, Charlie Alpha Oscar.
Alpha, Golf, Oscar.
Charlie, Romeo, Darren.
Kilo, Golf, 5, Kilo, Alpha, Juliet.
November, 5, Delta, Zulu, Oscar, Leo.
Kilo Golf 5, India Bravo November, Ron.
November 5, India Kilo Delta, Robert.
Charlie 5, Delta Charlie Tango, Tim.
Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Victor, Rob.
Whiskey 5, Mike, Charlie, November, Corey.
Hey, Peggy.
Okay, let me go through the list there. We did have a couple of doubles. The first one I want to clarify was Peggy, I didn't catch your call sign, just got the name. Can you give me your call sign one more time, please?
Charlie.
Okay, thank you, Peggy. Gotcha. All right, Net Control acknowledges the following stations. Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Mike Tango. Kilo Delta 7, Charlie Alpha Oscar. Kilo Golf 5, Alpha Golf Oscar. Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Juliet. November 5, Delta Zulu Oscar. Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Golf 5, India Bravo November. November 5, India Kilo Delta. Kilo Charlie 5, Delta Charlie Tango. Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Victor. Whiskey 5, Mike Charlie November. And Kilo Mike 5, Papa Charlie Charlie. Additional stations wishing to check in at this time, please give your call sign phonetically and go now.
Whiskey 5.
5, Golf Whiskey Alpha.
Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Romeo, Darren.
Okay, Bravo 5, November Zulu Victor.
Alpha Foxtrot 5, Tango Tango.
Kilo Alpha Victor Rob.
Charlie 5, Uniform India Hotel, Chris.
Golf 5, Hotel Lima Cliff.
Alrighty, at this time, Net Control acknowledges Whiskey 5, Golf Whiskey Alpha, Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Romeo, Whiskey Bravo 5, November Zulu Victor, Alpha Foxtrot 5, Tango Tango, November 5, Yankee X-Ray Uniform, Kilo Charlie 5, Uniform India Hotel, and Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Lima. Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Victor, I had you on the first go-around, so I got you on the list. All right, that's going to do it for check-ins for now, guys. I do have a few announcements I want to make. Number one, I am recording tonight's net, so we'll get this audio posted and should show up in a couple of days on the website. I'm going to probably run some compression on it to see if we can level it out a little bit. I have several announcements to make. First off, guys, we've been having some interference in general on the repeater, and if you haven't seen the newsletter yet or you don't get the newsletter, take a look at the DCARA website. We've got a Google form up there that's going to ask you a few items to fill out. We're going to try and use this to help narrow down where our sources of interference are coming from so we can kind of, you know, we can take care of it. So I think we have multiple items going on, so this may take a little bit of work, but it's nothing we're not afraid to do. So again, please visit the club website, dcara.net, and you'll find that Google form up there. Your assistance will be appreciated. The one thing I want to make sure everybody understands is that you need to listen on the input of the repeater. So most radios have the ability to hit a button and you do what's called the reverse, for those of you that haven't done this before. And that'll switch your listening frequency over to the input of the repeater. What we're looking for on that is signal strength related from a 0 to a 9, 0 being heard nothing, 9 being loud and clear. We're also wanting to know what sort of antenna you got, and what I'm looking for is gain. Brand doesn't matter, I'm looking for gain, and we're also looking for height. Please don't use base station antennas that are, I'd say, more than about 10 feet up in the air. That creates such a large listening pattern that it really doesn't benefit us too much. Omnidirectional reports, that means if you're on an omni, like a J-pole or a 5/8 wave, a quarter wave, those have value, guys. We start putting those together, and that creates a pattern. If you have a directional antenna, by all means, let us know what that is. Give us a beam heading, gain on the antenna, and if you can tell me the beam width on the antenna, that helps me out quite a bit. We can start to triangulate this stuff down, and I think we'll be able to narrow it down pretty quick, and then we can, you know, do the last little bit and get this taken care of.
AriesNet.
On the website for Aries, you're also going to find that I've got some new positions open. I've done some rearrangements of the Aries Aries leadership. We've culled it down to where most of the positions are now liaison sort of locations or positions with the group, with myself as the EC and Mike Nelson, K5YX, is now the assistant EC for Denton County Aries. One of the things I wanted to do with that is divide up the load in categories so one person wasn't taking on too many things. Please read the newsletter. There are positions available that I'm looking for. So if you're interested in it, or if you know someone that's interested in it, talk to them and, you know, have them get with me on it. We're looking for things right now that are mode specific. I am going to make a more formal announcement of positions that have been filled at the club meeting this coming Monday. Go ahead and read the newsletter. It tells you who's got what slots already, but it also tells you which ones I've got open. You do not have to be an ARRL member for this. That's not required whatsoever. And the time that I'm looking for people to put in for these slots really isn't that much. I've kind of gotten pretty granular on it. So I'm looking for things, for example, for Winlink, D-Star, Fusion, HF operations, things of that nature. I'm looking for people that can assist the Aries group with that, and in the same time be somewhat of an Elmer in these areas. So those positions also, you're going to be expected at some point in time to present training material once a year, okay, on that specific area. So if anybody's interested, please read the newsletter for those slots. I'll talk about it again at the club meeting, and I look forward to people volunteering. So I'll appreciate any help we can get. Tonight's topic, we're going to talk about the ICS 213. That's the general message form. We're going to kind of go over it tonight. I'm not going to get too deep into the form. Reason being, this Saturday at the Denton County EOC, 9 a.m., will be an in-house Aries training net. Jerry Garrett, K5JLG, is going to be providing the training on the ICS 213. We expect this to take less than an hour and a half to 2 hours max. Jerry will go over the forms, the positions, what's in those, you know, the blocks on it, and, you know, practice a couple of them. For those of you that looked at the ICS 213, you're thinking to this, well, guy, this is kind of a simple form. Well, yes and no. Remember, it came from the Fed. So think about that one for a second. Next Aries training, that's going to be June 23rd. We're going to talk about emergency power. For those of you that might have a generator, battery setup, something like that, please contact me before the 23rd. I'd like to get your input, what you're doing, how it works out for you, so I can help add that to the training material. I have personal experience with battery arrays. Field day is June 25th. For those of you that are able to volunteer with setup, teardown operations, contact KC5AMT, Kelly Rourke. He's looking for some help on that. Also on June 25th happens to be Tour de Cure. We've been talking about this for the last couple of months about June being a really busy month, particularly this weekend. Please contact Doug King, KE5WTL, if you're able to volunteer for the bike ride. We need a lot of volunteers for the 25th, guys, so, you know, it's one of those rare all-hands-on-deck scenarios. So we appreciate y'all signing up for that. KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Okay, I'm going to do one more round of check-ins, and that's going to lock it down till the end of the net. Do I have any additional stations wishing to check in at this time? Please give your call sign phonetically.
Alpha, Foxtrot, 5, Tank, Romeo, Zulu, Chris.
Okay, that was a pretty rough double there. The first station that I caught, the majority of the call sign was an Alpha, Foxtrot, 5. One more time, please.
Alpha, Foxtrot, 5, Romeo, Zulu.
Okay, and then I had a station in there. I think the name was Chris. Was that you, AF5RZ, or was that someone else?
Whiskey, Alpha, 5, Tango, Tango, Chris.
Okay, got you, Chris. Thank you. Any additional stations wishing to check in this time, please give your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control.
Okay, Bravo 5, November, Zulu Vector.
Gerald, I got you already checked in. Thank you. Any additional stations?
Whiskey Golf 8 X-ray.
Whiskey Golf 8 Okay, net control acknowledges AF5RZ, WA5 Tango Tango, and Whiskey Quebec 8 X-Ray. Guys, I appreciate y'all checking in tonight. One of the things I wanted to mention about the ICS-213, it is a general message type form, and you're going to see some different ones that exist. You might see one that's called a 213RR. That's a resource request form. That one gets really spectacularly busy, and it's not something you're probably going to see with us in the county when we do use them. Most traffic, when we're operating under ICS, and that's what we normally do, when we do something with the county, they may have us pass traffic on an ICS-213 form. And that's why I want to talk about them tonight. You got some basic fields. You're going to have your basic message. You're going to have your reply approved, so forth and so on. And one of the things I want to make sure everybody understands is when you're handed this form, just like any other piece of traffic you're going to use, or process, pass, whatever you want to call it, you pass that traffic verbatim. It may make no sense to you whatsoever. It may be just the weirdest bizarre thing. You may think some of the spelling's off, anything like that. You do not have the authority to alter any aspect of that message. You don't change it one bit. Now, if you've got something that you say you're taking the message from somebody, so I'll say, for example, Chief Gonzalez gives you one, or he, you know, kind of rattles it off. You're being the secretary and you're filling it out for him. You got questions about spelling? That is the time and place to ask. Once it's done, though, you pass it as is, okay? Receiving stations. It's the same thing, exact same thing. If you got any questions about spelling, whether it be a name, a place, someplace like that, ask. And I'll give you an example. Those of you know that the club president is Bob Story, AF5RS. Well, my name is Guy Story. Bob and I do not spell our last name the same way. I spell it S-T-O-R-Y. Bob spells it S-T-O-R-E-Y. I used to work at a place that the boss, if he had to reimburse me an expense report check that was out of band or something weird like that, it never failed. He would spell the last name wrong, and I'd have to say, hey, I need you to fix this, or, you know, the bank's going to look at me kind of weird. So that's, you get the idea that you got to be accurate, but don't make an assumption that something's wrong and change it. When you do that, you may change the entire context of a message. Sometimes all it takes is one word and you've changed the whole thing. So if you think somebody's asking for too many water bottles, you let them ask for too many water bottles. That's, you know, just keep that in mind. For those of us in the IT world, done phone work, things like that, garbage in, garbage out, guys. You don't mess with it.
AriesNet.
Okay, so where can you get these forms? Well, it's a simple Google search, and I've seen some minor changes, tweaks to the template, but all the fields are the same, okay? So for those of you sitting in front of a computer right now, just Google ICS-213. You're going to get quite a few matches. Stick to the one from the FEMA website. That's the quote, authorized, unquote. But it doesn't mean you have to use that specific one, because there's going to be occurrences, and we ran across this when I used to be a MARS member. For those of you that have participated in the narrowband emergency message system work that, you know, Richardson still does it, and I'm looking to actually ramp our training material back up on that. There is a program called FL Message. It's kind of a part of the FL Digi suite, but you can run it as a standalone. I know Dale, working with MRC and some other places in the past, they would just get FL Message because it makes it a really nice, easy template for you to fill out, and it saves it, and it's really a nice, small file. When you're using Word, that template right there, Word, OpenOffice, LibreOffice, they blow up the rich text file. You really don't want to be using the RTF files. I mean, not the RTF files, but using those programs. Oddly enough, for those of you that are Windows users, WordPad does not add extraneous junk to the file. So you're probably wondering, hey, I've got 10 meg internet at the home. I got no problem with that. Well, yeah, maybe you do. I mean, I got a 50 meg circuit at the house. How long does it take me to pass a 1 meg file? Nothing. But remember, a lot of this is going to get passed over radio circuits. Okay, so I heard a lot of KG5 calls tonight. I don't know how many of the more veteran hams. I know Gerald has been, because we've done stuff with Mars. I know Jack has, and Leo has, and Lee has done it too. We've done things over NBMS. We pass traffic over HF. You don't have anywhere near the speed, okay? So keeping these messages, the payload actually smaller, the smaller you can get it. That does mean if you need to zip it, zip it. But if you do the RTF file in like WordPad, where it does not add a bunch of extra formatting junk that doesn't need to be there, or FL message, which makes it even smaller, just the downside is somebody has to have FL message on the receiving side, you can make those really small, and they can go over a HF network really quick, which if you're lucky if you get 300 baud on that on a good day. Or if you're on packet radio, most people are at 1,200 baud. And you're really not getting 1,200 baud, but that's what you got. There are some 9,600 baud links. As broadband hamnet matures in its deployment and usage, whether it's broadband hamnet or Arden, there's much more bandwidth there, but there's no reason not to practice being efficient. So we want to keep those things in mind, okay, because it's getting messages quickly back and forth. Now, there's one other file format, and if you were to look at it, it's not elegant. It's not beautiful. You can use a plain text file. And what that does is, as we go through this here, you're going to see that we've got 10 fields, and you've got field number 1, and it'll tell you, like, incident name, and off to the side of that is the incident name. Field number 2, then it's data. Field number 3, it's just line, 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 payload, line, you know, so forth and so on. But that still qualifies as an ICS-213 because the basic format is there, and it's still usable. So with that, I'm going to talk about these fields. So if you guys have had an opportunity to pull up an ICS-213 in front of you, whether you had some printed, or you went into Google and you got the page, let's talk about these fields for a moment. Okay, first off is your incident name. Incident command is most likely going to be the place where that name comes from, okay? And that is going to vary in between every event that you work. So like last 2 weeks ago, we were working the City of Denton disaster simulation. We had a name for that one, and I don't remember what it was off the top of my head. The folder's not in front of me, but that was our incident name, okay? So that was on the top of all of our fields. You want to keep track of that. That's item number 1. Item number 2 is 2, okay? So for an example in this case, I'm going to say I'm going to send a message to Gerald, and I'm going to pretend that Gerald's over at another location, okay? And this is where position gets a little, people get confused about it, okay? There's position, then there's position, okay? Well, for your 2 field, your name would be, in this case, Gerald, and you can't put his call sign down, but in most cases, it's going to be somebody like the incident commander, or it could be a operator at a pod site, or it could be an operator at an evacuation shelter, okay? The position is not the site. The position is that person's role, okay? In your from field, this is item number 3. The from, it's kind of the same thing here. The name would be who's originating the traffic. So if I'm generating a message on a 213 to send to Gerald, the name here is going to be Guy Story, KC5GOI position, emergency coordinator, Denton County Aries. Gerald's position, and in this case, we're going to pretend Gerald's with Goliath. It's going to be 2, Gerald, Marchant, WB5NZV, Goliath support. Okay? Goliath is a portable vehicle, could be anywhere, but his position still reflects his role, and that's what we're looking for here. So just as a recap, the position isn't the physical person's location, it is the person's role in the exercise or the event that they are participating in. Next line is going to be subject. Pretty self-explanatory, guys. Whoever's drafting the message to give to you, whether they have you fill it out or they hand this ICS-213 filled out to you, subject. You know, so this time for me and Gerald, our subject would be HF communications frequencies. Okay, easy enough. Date column, time column. It's pretty straightforward, guys. There, date, time. We tend to use month, day, year in the United States. So month, day, year. Time, use 24-hour format local time for our local type stuff, okay? So again, use local time, 24-hour format. Do not do 12-hour format. Do it in 24-hour format unless for some reason they tell you different, okay? Remember, the agency we're supporting is BOSS. They're our customer. Box number 7 is message. Okay, message could be something brief. It could be, need 24 cases of water, 10 cases of diapers, 10 cases of peanut butter, 20 cases of crackers, you know, something like that. Or it could be frequencies, this, that, and the other thing. It could be just a general status report. For example, when we were doing evacuation centers for Hurricane Ike, we would have traffic that requested, you know, materials, or it would be a general status report. Again, the important thing here is do it verbatim. You know, don't change anything. If you've received it, you got a question about spelling, or you don't think you copied it right, right then and there is the time to ask for a fill. Don't get in the habit of saying repeat, by the way. But you ask for a fill, okay? So if you don't understand some part of it, don't be afraid to ask for clarification.
AriesNet.
KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County, Aries Training Net. Okay, section number 8 is approved by, and that's going to be whoever signed off on it at whichever end, name. Signature's a little tricky here, guys. Not everybody, well, quite a matter of fact, most stations don't have the ability to send images, whether it's using a portable scanner or, you know, hey, guys, if you got Fusion, that really comes in handy there, okay? Particularly if you have that camera microphone. I know it's expensive. I know it's not the best quality camera. I got one, but you can take that microphone, take a picture of this ICS-213 and use Fusion to send it to the other end. If they have Fusion. Okay, that's the caveat there. Position title, same thing again, guys. Just like we had in your to and your from, it is the title of the person, not the location. Okay, your reply segment. Pretty straightforward there. Whoever received the message, it could be message acknowledged. It could be requesting clarification on, you really need those 20 cases of diapers? You know, something like that. When the reply is sent back to the originating station, do it exactly as you received it from whoever did the reply. The reply name is similar to the approved to and from. It'll be the person's name that's replying, position or title. Again, it is their specific role. Signature if needed, date and time. You know, that all kind of got lopped into 10 where on like 4, 5, 6, and 2 could have been lumped together, but they're not. Okay, it's the way the form was put together, guys. I didn't create it. It came from FEMA. Okay. We have a bunch of different ways of sending these things, and I'll be honest with you guys, the most common process of sending these is probably going to be voice. In the past, those of you that have been on an Aries Training Net with me in the past know We've talked about when voice is appropriate and when it's less than ideal. When is sending something digitally appropriate and when is it less ideal? And I'm going to go over that just briefly. If you've got something that's quick, voice is the way to go. And reason being, you don't have to fill out a form and scan it in or fire up your packet software if you don't have it running already, which you should have already had going anyway. You know, you don't have to do any of that jazz for something that's, you know, you see it on our bike rides. They'll say, hey, we need another case of lemonade. Do you really need to spend 10 minutes to fill out a form and send it electronically for that one item? No, not really, okay? But if you've got somebody that's given you a fairly long list, if it's got some complex names in it, if it's going to take a little while to send, we don't want to chew into the repeater, even though we got all kinds of frequencies and we can move people around, if you got something long, well, really need to be looking at digital modes, guys. It could be WinLink. It could be NBMS, which there's several ways of doing that. You don't have to invest a lot of capital into NBEMS. But if you're doing WinLink and it's going to be over radio, you know, these TNC-X TNCs have gotten, they're a third, maybe a quarter of the price of a KPC-3. I love the KPC-3, but they are proud of that thing now, okay? TNCX, WinLink supports it. It's not that big a deal. You even can get a Bionics Tiny Track 4 now, use it for APRS sometimes, and then you can use it for a TNC sometimes also. Nothing funny, nothing weird, and the RMS Express software can use it, okay? If you're on HF, you really should be looking at like a Rig Blaster or a signal link, okay? But we've got those digital modes. But we're not that doesn't exclude, like I was saying a minute ago, if you've got the camera for your Fusion Handy Talkie or the 400DR, you can take a picture of the form. And if you got a signature on it, hey, that's even better because you got the signature captured. Send it to the station. They can take the SD card out, plug in the laptop, bang, okay? D-Star, you can use D-Rats to send something also. If your receiving station has D-Rats, they can receive it there. There's even a form to use for the ICS-213 for D-Rats. I really do encourage, though, the WinLink using RMS Express method. You do need some form of a TNC, but we have really good support in Denton County, or in the Metroplex, actually, for doing VHF packet, and your end station could easily be somebody that's at the EOC that has working internet access, okay? And that's one of the beauties of RMS Express. You keep that payload down small, you can email them an ICS-213. It gets straight to them. And remember, we're communicators. It doesn't have to be radio, okay? I know we're radio people, but it doesn't have to be radio. We do communication. Bunch of different ways of doing it, guys, and that's one of the reasons why I'm looking for volunteers to be liaisons for all these different digital modes and analog modes. Nothing's going away. We keep adding new stuff. But for those of you that have been around in amateur radio, what one mode have you probably seen that's been outright replaced? I mean, just full bore replaced. That's going to be Spark, okay? CW is still used, AM still used, sideband's not going away anytime soon. We've got new digital encoding. I mean, you got Fusion, you got DV Voice, you've got D-Star, and you know, you got all these modes. Has anything really gone away? No, not particularly. So it's in our best interest to embrace those. Now, you're going to have areas where people are like, well, I really like to do D-Star. Great, do it. Get really good at it. You prefer Fusion or DMR? Focus on it. Get really good at it, okay? Nobody's dissuading anybody from any particular modes. Our group, I love the fact that we're diverse. That really, really helps us out, guys. The diversity y'all bring to the to Denton County Aries and the club, awesome. We love it. It is such a good tool. Okay, I'm going to deviate a little bit from how we normally do things. Normally, I do questions and answers when we go through the roster. But what I want to do tonight, does anybody have any questions about the ICS 213 form? And I'm talking the form specific first. Then I'll ask about the other stuff. Any questions about the form? You got 20 seconds.
WXR.
Hey, good evening, Lee. I'll put you down on the roster, but I will do another check-in in just a minute. You got any questions for us, Lee?
Yeah, my question is about the various forms of ICS 213. The form itself, there's slight different versions of it depending on where you look to find it, and even I created my own, actually, just an email template that has the boxes in it that you could just send a straight email without any attachment or anything. My question is, when we're sending that to you, if there's a problem or wherever we're sending it, is it critical that it's in any particular form or any particular version of the form?
Well, we've seen people, there have been various groups that have done tweaks to it, and when they started doing the tweaks to it, frankly, they deviated from the intent of the form and the spirit of ICS. But there have been different layouts, I should say, Lee, and the layout that you've done, I'm sure there have been a thousand people that have already done it that way. As long as the basic feel, well, as long as the fields are there, that's the critical thing. The layout isn't so much the key. As long as you've got 1 through 10 and the fields match what they're supposed to be, whether you do it in an email template, it's in the text form, you use NBMS or DRAT, as long as those fields are still there and in the correct order, then you're fine.
ArriesNet.
Sums it up perfectly. K5WXR, back to net.
And to be honest with you, Lee, there could be circumstances where somebody has to do something like that. So, as long as the fields are in the correct order and, they have the correct data, yeah, you can do exactly what you're talking about. You're not deviating from it. There have been some tweaks to the forms. They tried to adopt it to NTS traffic format. I've seen it. It's not elegant. It was what NTS was trying to do to fit in. Okay, so there's already a deviation from the 213. Okay, did anybody else have any questions? You got 10 seconds. Okay, did anybody have any questions about the modes that I was talking about? Again, we're talking RMS Express, WinLink, NBEMS, DRATs, or taking a picture and sending it that way. Did anybody have any questions on that? Okay, nothing heard. Last round of station check-ins. This is it for the night, guys. Any last-minute check-ins, please give your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control.
Echo 5, Whiskey Tango Lima.
Golf 5 or Bravo Charlie Oscar. Hello, Golf 5, Delta India Mike.
Golf 8 X-ray.
Kilo 5, Tango, Papa, Kilo.
All righty, Net Control recognizes Kilo 5, Whiskey, X-Way, Romeo. KE5WTL, KG5BravoCharlieOscar, KG5Delta India Mike, and KG5TangoPapaKilo, KG8XRay, I had you on earlier. Appreciate the check-ins, guys. Tom, I'm going to pick on you for just a second, because you're one of my NBEMS guys. Give your honest opinion, Tom. How hard is the FL message to use for the ICS-213?
I thought it was a no-brainer, pretty much.
Thank you very much, Tom. And guys, the thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about the FL Digi, that software is free, okay? So just do a Google search for FLMSG. That's Foxtrot Lima Mike Sierra Golf. Yeah, like that. You'll find W1HKJ's website, free software, Windows, Linux, Mac. We got all of the variants covered, guys. It will output a file that you can save and you can attach. If the receiving station has it, they open it up, they can print it, and they have a handy-dandy ICS-213. The one thing it doesn't do is a signature, but there's other ways around that. Okay. KC5AMT, good evening, Kelly. You got any other comments or questions for the net tonight? KC5AMT, this is Net Control. Alrighty, station not heard. KD7CAO, good evening, Eric. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Hey, guy, always a good refresher to cover the ICS-213 as well as other forms. You will find, if you log in to WinLink tonight, that you'll have a test message from me using the templates built into RMS Express, which you have to load separately. They do not come with the software built in, but they're really easy to download from the WinLink website. And also, I wanted to comment that although most likely you'll pass the 213 message form from local agencies local locations at an incident, such as from an MRC pod site or a shelter, a Red Cross shelter. Once it reaches the EOC, we actually translate that into a STAR, or a State of Texas Assistance Request, and that is actually state law now that we have to utilize that form, and that is done via Web EOC. So, just very important to have all the information so we can fill it out correctly. And that's all I have, KD7CAO.
Okay, Eric, thank you very much for checking into the net tonight. Appreciate the comments and letting everybody know how that kind of goes in the background. Thank you very much. K5AGO, good evening, Jack. You're one of our MBEMS guys. Questions, comments tonight?
Guy, and good evening to the net. No questions. Another good net as usual, and just kind of reminded me that I need to update all of my software again. I've been a little deficient there, so I'm going to been going out and update FL Message and FL Digi and WinLink and get them all tested again. So this is K5AGO back to Net Control.
Appreciate the check-in, Jack. Have a good evening. KG5, Kilo Alpha Juliet. Good evening. Questions and comments for the net tonight. Okay, I appreciate the check-in tonight, and I just got some good news about something. Thank you very much. N5DZO, good evening, Leo. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Good evening, Guy and Annette. Yeah, that's a good net and a good refresher on the 213. Just as a reminder to those who might be interested, the Richardson Group meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month on, let's see, 441-3375. And they're using FL Digi and meets for an hour and a half. But it's a... I think it's a good program, and I think it could do a whole lot with it very easily. I like it a lot. Back to you, Zen5DZO.
Appreciate the check-in tonight, Leo. I really like that Dave has done that in an agnostic format, OS agnostic format. So, and unless he's had to do something which is incredibly rare, something bizarre, most versions will decode it. As long as there's support for that particular form, it will decode it and display it. It's really, really easy to use, guys. So thank you very much, Leo. Kilo Golf 5, India Bravo November. Good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Kilo Golf 5, IBM. Good evening. No questions or comments. KG5, IBM clear.
Thank you for the check-in tonight. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Golf Oscar India for the Denton County Aries Training Net. N5IKD, good evening. Robert, your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Aries Net.
Well, no comments. It would be nice to be able to use our the NBAMs in our... some of our exercises, but I think that'll take some preparations and firming up of our infrastructure in that regard. But that'll be fun when we can all get there. N5IKD.
Well, you mentioned that, Robert, and you and I remember it was probably 2 years ago now when we were helping Dave test some of the other modes. The faster ones that, unfortunately, because of the FCC rules right now, we have to keep above at 10 meters or higher. We did some testing, guys, and a lot of the KG5 calls and people that hadn't been or new to our area, we actually used the repeater system to send NBAMS traffic. It took some balancing of getting the audio levels right, so it wasn't, you know, screaming, blowing your ears out of these sounds. But we were able to take into accommodation the latency for PL tones and voters to come up. We found out which modes were more successful than others, but you can use, and I'm not making this up, you don't have to have anything special. Sound card and a handy talkie. So when you go to transmit a message, you key up the radio, you put it by the microphone, you fire off the FL message item, it sends it to FL Digi, it goes out your computer speakers into the radio, it gets transmitted out. The receiving end just has to get the audio back into it. And, you know, quite a few laptops have microphones. If not, how hard is it to get a cheap microphone? And then FL Digi on the other side will decode it, and bang, there you go. Goes through the repeater. You don't have to have the audio really loud. As a matter of fact, you don't want the audio loud. One of the things we found out real fast was if the audio was too loud, something you think is okay for voice, well, with the audio that was coming out of the laptops, the frequencies, if that was too loud, the radios would send it into compression and we would have a high fail rate. We started turning the audio levels down lower and lower and lower and lower. And we found this little sweet spot that you'd have thought it might have been too quiet, but oh, buddy, was it rock solid. And I know Robert K5AGO and Tom, Jack, drew a blank on the call sign. I know you guys can testify that that is the truth because we all were playing with it. Leo, I think you were part of it. I'd even think Lee was a part of it. We had a lot of fun testing that. But it's proof that you don't have to do anything special. We can even send images that way using MFSK32 through the repeater. So you could send a signed document. So it's just so many ways. And, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money on it. KC5DCT, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Thank you for that informative net. I did bring up the form on the internet so I could follow along as you went through it, so got some familiarity with it. Thanks again. KC5DCT, back to net.
Appreciate you checking in tonight. Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Victor. Good evening. Your questions and comments.
Yes, Guy, this is Rob Sutter. Just a great net, a lot of items to Google and find out more information about. This is KG5KV, back to net.
Appreciate you checking in the net tonight. Thank you very much. W5, Mike Charlie November. Good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Good evening, Guy. No questions, just as usual. Thank you for all your hard work and trying to keep us guys organized and trying to teach a little something new. So, anyway, thank you for tonight, and I appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. W5MCN, back to net.
Thank you very much for checking in. KM5, Papa Charlie Charlie, good evening. Peggy, you got any questions or comments for the net tonight? Thank you very much, Peggy, for checking in. I appreciate it very much, and we look forward to talking to you again on the radio. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Golf Oscar India, net control for the Denton County Aries Training Net. W5GWA, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
This is W5GWA. I have no questions, just some of the same comments. Thank you very much. A great net. Some really good information, and jotted down some notes here. So appreciate you running it, and W5GWA, back to net.
Appreciate you checking in tonight. Have a good evening. Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Romeo. Any questions or comments for the net tonight? KG5BCR, this is Denton County's Aries Training Net, net control. Any questions or comments for the net tonight? Station not heard. WB5NZV, good evening, Gerald. Questions or comments for the net tonight?
This is WB5NZV. Good evening, Guy, and Annette. No further comments, just other than say a very great net, good training. Back to the net, W5NZV.
Appreciate you checking in tonight, Gerald. AF5, Tango Tango, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight. AF5TT, this is Net Control. Station not heard. N5YXU, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Hey guys, no questions, comments, appreciation for putting this on. N5YXU, back to net.
Appreciate the check-in. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. KC5UIH, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
KC5UIH, no questions, no comments for the net this evening. This is KC5UIH, back to net control.
Appreciate the check-in tonight. 73, have a good evening. KG5HHL, your questions and comments for the net tonight.
A lot of different types of modes. I'll have to send you an email and ask for them. No other traffic. KG5HHL.
I tell you what, we got all kinds of modes. Sometimes the challenge is figuring out which one you want to tackle first. So by all means, anybody has any questions about any of that, feel free to email me. I may have to steer you to somebody else, but we'll get you started in the right place. So Thank you very much. AF5RZ, your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Good evening, Guy in the Net. Appreciate the information tonight. Looking forward to trying out some digital modes in the near future. Just picked up a Fusion machine, so let's see how it goes. Back to net, AF5RZ.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening. WA5 Tango Tango, this is Net Control.
Good evening, Guy. Thank you for the net. One comment and one question. Unfortunately, my antenna is not suitable for the directional stuff. And the comment, the question I have is, I'd like to hook up with somebody who knows about the TNCX and the packet. I have a Raspberry Pi. I think it would be a perfect portable packet station. This is WA5TT. Back to net.
ArriesNet.
Okay, I don't have a whole lot of work with TNCX as far as standalone operation. One of the people I'm going to recommend that you speak to is going to be K5YX. That's Mike Nelson. I know he's been using one. My experience with TNCX was actually putting what's called a TNCX Pi from the same person, John Hansen, on the APRS digipeters that we have, both at Gwen and Ross. I'm sorry, Stark and Roston. So don't interface directly with them, but I know Mike has. I don't hear KC5HAL on tonight either. I know he was working on that. So are you going to be at the club meeting Monday night?
I should be there Monday night with 85VA. We should be there. WA5TT, back to net.
All righty. Well, we'll make sure we can get somebody with you at the meeting and look forward to seeing you there. So thank you for checking in. As far as the interference reports, just because you have an Omni antenna does not mean you can't help us. By all means, you can. So just as long as it's not too high up is my only request. I'm looking for antenna height, antenna gain. Like you said, 0 to 9, with 9 being highest, 0 being nothing heard, and a timestamp. So that's going to help us out quite a bit there. So thank you very much. KG58X, Whiskey Golf's 8 X-Ray. This is Net Control. Your questions or comments for the net tonight? WG8X, this is Net Control. Alrighty, Lee, K5WXR. Lee, do you have any additional comments or questions tonight?
Yes, thank you, I do. Just one. Regarding NBIMs, and you mentioned NBIM guys, but a few weeks ago you mentioned you were thinking about starting a regular net again to run NBIMs or FLDG or whatever. Did you do that, and did I forget to get on the list, and are you still thinking of doing that, and if so, is it something you care to announce tonight?
Lee, I remember making that announcement, and you know what? Nobody emailed me about it. I got absolutely no feedback, so that's why I wanted to announce it again tonight, and if you would do that for me on the Sunday net this coming Sunday, I would appreciate it. If you're interested in the NBIMs, the one thing that I requested, it is because it was a problem that we had when we used to do it. We ended up doing a lot of Windows operating system training, and the one thing I'm asking is that you be familiar with Windows. We want to focus on NBIMs specifically, and that would be software installation, software configuration, and hardware type stuff. We don't want to be troubleshooting Windows specifically, or a Mac, or even in Linux. We ask that you be comfortable with your operating system and know how to move around in it, to the extent that this requires. It's really not that much. One of the biggest problems we found software-wise is people making sure they selected the right sound card. But if you've got Windows acting goofy, that's not something we're going to be able to help you with on the net. I haven't decided a time yet. It is most likely going to be on a Sunday afternoon. It's part of it's an availability issue. So if you're interested, my email address is on the club website. So drop me an email and mention NBEMS in the subject line. That'll be the best way to get it to me. Any other questions, Lee?
A comment or an invitation of the 2 p.m. Sunday, 1400 Sunday, you know, we run a digital discussion group or data discussion group, digital data on the radio, and that's the perfect time if someone has any trouble getting their FL Digi loaded or wants to test it or play with it. We've done a couple of demonstrations on that Sunday afternoon net in the past, and I'd be happy to do another one whenever anybody asks for it or help somebody get. It's the perfect time. Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., is the perfect time to ask questions and work through your problems and that sort of thing. So it's just an open invitation to anybody to come join us on this repeater, 146.92, on Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., K5 WXR.
Okay, Lee, thank you very much for checking in and asking questions. Appreciate it. KG5 Bravo Charlie Oscar, KG5 BCO, this is Denton County Aries Net Control. Your questions or comments? KG5 BCO, this is Net Control. KG5 Delta India Mike, KG5 DIM, your questions and comments for the net tonight.
This is KG5 DIM, no questions or comments at this time.
All righty, I appreciate the check-in. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. And last on the list for tonight is K5 TPK. Good evening, Tom. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to the net tonight?
K5TPK, good evening, Guy. Just, I don't know if you'd mentioned it or not, but Richardson is still doing the NBEMS net on the first and third Wednesdays of each month. And that's a place to get involved as well. K5TPK.
Tom, that was Leo earlier, but I don't remember if he mentioned the frequency or not. What repeater was that on again?
It's on the Richardson, the UHF repeater. Give me 10 seconds and I don't know the frequency off the top of my head. I can certainly find it and send it to you, though.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. Okay, guys, that's it for the net tonight. I appreciate everybody checking in. I do plan to be at the club meeting this coming Monday night, so, providing that the weather doesn't go south or and the creeks don't rise and all that good stuff. So I appreciate everybody checking in tonight. I'm going to return the repeater to normal use. I'll get this audio posted. I'll get it uploaded tonight, and I'll have Mike get the website updated sometime before the weekend. So I appreciate everybody checking in tonight, and I hope y'all all have a good weekend. Don't know how many are going. It's Dayton this weekend, so if you're going, have fun. I'm going to miss it this year. But I am doing a National Parks on the Air activation this weekend, so look for me on 20 and 15 meters if you got the time. 73, hope everybody has a good evening. The Richardson NBEMS nets are on 441.375. Again, 441.375. They have these on the first and third Wednesdays at 19:30 hours. If you're interested in NBEMS, check in. You don't have to have the gear to listen and learn, and it doesn't take much to get you to where you can operate. FL Digi is free software. Visit w1hkj.com. 73, I hope everybody has a good weekend.